You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I just love that taste and mouthfeel of good fats, especially avocados. The good news is it is a required source of nourishment for my whole body. That means yours as well, and especially our brain, which is awesome. Going fat-free actually isn't healthy. Dr. Julia Nordgren is not only going to explain this important truth to you, she's here in our kitchen today to share why avocados are the great good fat. You see, Dr. Nordgren is not only a medical doctor, she's also a chef. How cool is that? Dr. Nordgren, you have spent years treating patients with cholesterol disorders and childhood obesity, and yet you say yes to eating good fat. Some people are saying, huh, how could that be?
Well, Ellen, I am so glad you asked. I think really what we've learned over the past few years as a medical community is the messaging of low fat, it doesn't work. It doesn't help prevent heart disease, it doesn't prevent diabetes, and it doesn't help with weight loss. Really, Ellen, what's the most important thing is shifting the quality of fat, so eating lots of good fats and really decreasing the amount of unhealthy fats. So what I mean by that is trading some of the unhealthy saturated fats that we know can lead to heart disease, like steak and butter, and trading them in for really healthy fats, the monounsaturated fats and the polyunsaturated fats that are found in sources like avocado. And avocado also has the great benefit of having folate and fiber, potassium, and vitamins E and C. So they're absolutely wonderful and keep things to add in your diet, and you really shouldn't limit them just because they have fat. Again, quality of fat, not quantity.
I go crazy over avocados. I have them several times a week. Oh, yeah. And, you know, one time I remember I went to Hawaii and there was this humongous one and I sat down and ate the whole thing.
Oh,
it was
good
just
for
heaven.
You.
It was just heaven.
And that's what a delicious snack.
Yeah, it is. Well, I have it. I'll have it all the time. Guacamole would be my pick for dinner most nights if I had that choice. I have to stop, forget the chips.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Well, don't forget, guacamole doesn't have to go with tortilla chips. Guacamole can be a dip with other vegetables, you know, celery sticks, carrot sticks, red peppers, and that is a beautiful and healthy adjunct to your dinner right there.
You know, you're so right. I'm originally from Brazil, and I grew up eating avocado as a dessert. And although it was still great to get avocado, I was getting all that sugar, too. So when I moved here and was first introduced to guacamole, actually here in the United States, it just opened my world because I started adding avocado to everything. And as a matter of fact, then later on, I had my children, and the very first food I introduced to my children was avocado. And I'm pretty sure I made a good choice with that, don't you think?
Yes. That's great to hear. You know, my background is really in pediatrics, and parents are always asking me, you know, what should I start? What foods should I start? And avocado is so great to start with babies because it has a really nice creamy texture. They can hold on to their slices. They're not going to choke on it. And it has great fiber and great nutrients. I mean, so much better than any packaged snack that you can buy. So I really encourage all the parents in my practice to feed their babies avocado.
You know, the thing about avocado that is so wonderful, in addition to the taste and that, you know, that fat mouthfeel, which we all just love, is that it stays with you. It doesn't take much to fill you, and you are satiated and nourished for a while. You don't feel like you have to reach for any more food.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you bring that up, Ellen, because I think that's one thing that people don't realize is that having a moderate amount of healthy fats in your diet is not only delicious and enjoyable as you're eating it, but it really affects the next meal. So say if you have a slice of avocado on a piece of toast, for example, you're going to be more full and you'll be satiated for a longer period of time. You won't be reaching for that snack in 45 minutes or an hour. It's just such a great quality way to bridge the gap between the times that you eat. So the satiety of good fats really, I think is underestimated. So I'm so glad you brought that up.
I agree with you. And, you know, I'm always telling people, as I'm a registered dietitian, so inevitably I'm always around food, and people are always asking me about food, and avocado comes up very often because people are like, oh, I'm really trying to lose weight, but it's so high in calories. Should I still have it? And then I have this, you know, whole conversation that we're having here, I have it with them. And I tell them one of my favorite ways is to not just smush it and put it into sandwiches, but adding, you know, a quarter of it to a smoothie.
Because oh, yeah, absolutely.
It really... The mouthfeel of an avocado in a smoothie is fantastic, don't you think? It just really makes
it really adds that nice creamy element without having to add, you know, especially if people are trying to lean away from dairy or if they just want that creamy element. There's lots of ways to do that in a smoothie, and avocado is a great one.
Do you happen to have one that you think is a really good recipe of an avocado smoothie to share with us?
I do. I really love avocado. I love the combination of avocado and coconut milk or coconut water. So that's a really nice one. And you can add other greens like parsley and cucumber, and that's really fresh and delicious. So that's one way that I really enjoy an avocado smoothie.
But do kids like that? Do you find that if you just had the avocado, coconut milk, and what else would you add that would make it really kid friendly?
I would add a green apple. I have a great blender, and that's really important when you're making smoothies so that you can really break down the fiber and make it a nice consistency. So I think a Granny Smith apple really adds a nice citrus element and great fiber and great taste. I'd rather do that than add apple juice, which is really just mostly sugar. So I'll add a whole apple and some, you know, coconut water or coconut milk, and then you can even add almond milk if they like that flavor. But or adding even lemon juice or orange juice can really brighten up that smoothie that the kids will love.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of new smoothie recipes I need to be trying out soon. But since we're talking food, and I know you're a trained chef, which is just amazing, do you have another way for us to enjoy avocado other than in a smoothie that you would like to share with us today?
Yeah, well, I think there's so many great ways. We could talk all day. But I really think avocado is a great addition for breakfast. And we talked a little bit about that with the satiety. I don't want to be hungry again in an hour. So again, just very basic, but one of my go-to breakfasts is a sliced piece of whole grain toast with a couple slices of avocado and some tomato. So that's one way. The second thing I've fallen in love with is I have a great friend from culinary school who's from Guadalajara, Mexico. So she always gives me great ideas. And she gave me this fantastic idea of doing a celery salad with mango and avocado. And it's just slicing up some celery, adding some chopped mango, adding some beautiful chopped avocado and putting that in a vinaigrette with maybe a little orange vinaigrette or just a plain vinaigrette with some orange zest. It's so crisp, so fresh, and delicious and satisfying. It gives you so many fruits and vegetables for your day.
Making my mouth water right now. I want some of that mango with avocado. How cool is that? But there is a
yeah,
one
it's
issue.
Delicious. I'm actually going to be uploading that to my website shortly, so that will be available to you.
Okay. That's Dr. Julia Cooks. By the way, .com, drjuliacooks.com. Quickly, we have about 15 seconds. What do you do about keeping them from turning brown? I mean, that's an issue for many people. It's
of course.
It up and it turns brown.
Yeah, so quick thing, so eat it all at that time.
Problem for me.
Share it. Of course, acid. So that means a squeeze of lemon juice, a squeeze of lime juice. Wrapping it tightly with some cellophane or putting it in an airtight container. It will keep. It doesn't keep a long time, but you'll be right back at that avocado. It won't last.
That's true. When I was making baby food for my kids and I wanted to make the avocado and put it in the freezer, first time I know it was just brown when it came out of the freezer. Then I learned that if I squeezed some lemon and blended with it and then froze it right away, it came out pretty good. So that was a nice, you know, live and learn kind of experience. I think all of us are just mouthwatering over all these delicious things we talked about today. So I want everybody to check out more from Julia on www.drjuliacooks.com. You'll find her recipes and much more about her. Thank you so much for being with us. And for more from us, go to kidcritics.org. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.